Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. I am going to jump right in here because you are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. We're putting a wonderful spotlight on the Southwest. So much to cover. Thank you for joining us. I definitely want to mention that this show is made possible through the support of Discount Cab Company, the green cabs that are all over the place. So thanks for your support, and support them if you need a cab. And joining me tonight for the second time, and believe me, they have lots to share the second time around, I am happy to welcome back John Reed and Amber Odell from Healthy You Network. And that is a Tucson-based organization that is taking this community by storm, in my opinion, and it's all about promoting better health through plant-based nutrition. They have certainly shaken my life up. That's what I can really say to both of you, John and Amber. Welcome. And one of you, give a quick recap of the mission and the purpose of the Healthy You Network. It's more than a sentence.
Well, as I've said before, the mission of Healthy You Network is really, really simple. It is to improve the health of the residents of Southern Arizona. And the way we advocate doing that is by having people adopt a whole food, plant-based lifestyle. And we talk about a lifestyle rather than a diet, because this is a change that will serve people really well for the rest of their lives. So we just emphasize whole food rather than processed food, and plant food rather than any animal products at all. If people adopt that lifestyle, they will have a much healthier, buoyant, and vibrant life for the rest of the time.
You know, John, you shared something with me that I want to, I hope I don't misquote, but for people that are listening that are totally meat-based nation like I was, you said, and I'm going to quote it, step by step, stone by stone, and then a cathedral. So I'm one of the step-by-step people that's moving in a more plant-based direction because it just feels like the right healthy thing to do. There's just lots of really good parts to it. So I think that's a, you don't want to scare people off because they're like, oh my gosh, I can't give up my bacon. Well, guess what? I gave up my bacon. Okay, lots of exciting news to share since you were last on the show. You had the grand opening of the Healthy You Network Resource Center in Tucson, which I believe is the first of its kind. Tell us about that and the amazing success. I was there and it was jam-packed. It was really jamming.
Well, I'll just tell you a little bit about Saturday. I mean, you were there, and we had more than 350 people come to our grand opening, awesome. Which absolutely
awesome
blew us
right.
away. We thought, oh, you might get 50, 100 people who are curious. We had 350 people, and that was really, really gratifying because it means that a lot of people are finally understanding that nutrition is the key to their health and that Healthy You Network can help them with that. But Amber is probably the right person to talk a bit about the programming we're going to have at the Resource Center.
But Amber, I want to ask you who thought up, I just have to say this on the air, who thought up, I cannot believe I ate chocolate hummus. And it tasted like, it's in their whole heaven, it tasted like chocolate mousse, and I'm not making that up. I kept going back hoping people weren't watching me because I kept eating most of the chocolate hummus.
Nobody was watching you, so don't worry. But here's, well, this is kind of a nice little lead into some of our programming that we'll have at the Resource Center, because one of the things we're going to offer are cooking demonstrations. So the chocolate hummus actually came to life, so to speak, at one of the cooking demo sort of prep sessions that we had as volunteers at one of our houses. And we decided that a demo all about the different kinds of hummus you could make would be pretty interesting. And so one of the Healthy You Network volunteers concocted that and we all loved it. So I guess she decided it would be good to take it to the grand opening. And I think it was a hit. So
it was a hit. And I put it on Facebook and there were three ingredients in it. It was hummus, yeah. And chocolate, or was it just two? I think it was just two. Yeah, and vegan chocolate chips.
Yeah, vegan chocolate chips.
Yeah, well, it was hummus without any oil.
Yeah, that's the
hummus
great
without
part.
Any oil and a little bit of chocolate. But what it did, you are the perfect example, it goes to show that if you go on a whole food plant-based lifestyle, you can have wonderful and unexpectedly good food. I mean,
it
who would think about
good.
Chocolate hummus, yeah. but it is wonderful.
I thought I would think of everything chocolate, but I never thought of chocolate hummus. I can tell you that right now. It was really delicious. So tell me some of the things that you are going to have at the Healthy You Network Resource Center, which for those of us in Tucson, it's at Pima and Alvernon. Mm-hmm. It's on the northeast corner.
That's correct.
Pima and Alvernon, and it's, yeah.
Yep. So you can look for the green sign out front that says HYN. So we actually, a week after the grand opening, we had our very first of our monthly community potlucks. So we'll be doing those the first Saturday of every month at 4 o'clock, and everybody brings a plant-based dish and we share, and then we have, you know, a nice little group discussion on different topics. And we had about 35 people, not including the 5 kids under the age of 8 we had this past
That's
week,
awesome,
which
though.
Was really cool. We had, yeah, ages 1 to, I don't know how old our oldest person was, but it was a great representation of all ages. So we'll be doing the potlucks. We're going to have lots of lectures there. We'll have the food demonstrations. We're going to have a support group, which is something I'm really excited about. So whether you are already living a plant-based lifestyle or it's something you just want to investigate and learn more about, whatever stage you're at in your journey, and that's really what it is, we're going to have a monthly support group for people to come and ask questions and get tips and share ideas. And I think that that's a really key piece. And that's part of the reason we opened the Resource Center, because we have these wonderful events like our symposiums and the Veg Fest that's coming up. But a lot of people, if they maybe weren't even considering adopting this lifestyle, they don't really know where to go after they go to the symposium. And I just have to say, you know, for those people that are thinking about coming to the Veg Fest, I really encourage you to do so, because just to give you just a little tidbit here, a friend of mine came to the symposium on September 21st, and she actually works with my husband, and he bought her a ticket because he wanted her to go. And she's had open heart surgery. She had high cholesterol. She was overweight, high blood pressure. She walked out of the symposium on the 21st and said, "That's it. What I've heard today has convinced me I'm going plant-based." And she did that day, that very
day. Cold turkey.
Cold turkey, that very day. Exactly 1 month later, she went to her cardiologist, and he said that her blood pressure, forget the fact that she lost 7 pounds and several inches, her blood pressure had dropped so much, he took her off her blood pressure medication. He had her labs taken because he wanted to test her cholesterol. And in 1 month of eating a plant-based diet, her cholesterol dropped from 400 to 161.
You are kidding me.
No.
Yeah, we've never heard a drop like that. No. But that is exactly what can happen. And that is a real person who lives
in this community,
in our city, and is going to have a life she never could have imagined.
She said it's the best thing that's ever happened to her in her life. She's so thrilled, and she was at the grand opening, and if this is what we can help people to achieve, then we're so happy, because this is the reason we do it.
And we talked about this on the first show. We don't have time to go into it, but the thing is, it's such an integrated approach, because if you do that, then healthcare costs are going to go down, and then kids are going to be healthier mm-hmm. for going into school, and it attacks obesity. And then there's the CO2 emissions that are caused by cows. I mean, it's a very complex set of dominoes once you go in that direction. And it's just, I think once you start, you don't ever go back. So talk about VegFest. We mentioned it, but whose brainchild was that? I love the idea. It's November 17th, and let's give people a lot of details so that they can get excited. First of all, it's fun, family, and free. I love alliteration. Fun, family, and free, which is a service to the community in a big way.
Yeah, VegFest Tucson is our first one in this city, although there are VegFests all over the world. The largest, actually, in North America is VegFest Toronto, and that's, you know, a very, very large, complex event. Ours is going to be 1 day. Next year, it's going to be a 2-day event. And the idea behind VegFest, it gives the community in whatever city an opportunity to come out and see a variety of vendors, speakers, participate in a variety of activities and to make it really a participatory community event. Ours, as you said, is a free event because we don't want any barriers to the community
That's
coming
so
and
awesome.
Finding out
I mean,
about
seriously.
About this lifestyle. And so at our particular event, we're going to have a couple of national figures who are going to be here. But as important, we're going to have speakers who are local experts who come from a variety of perspectives and are going to offer a range of ways to look at this lifestyle. For instance, we're going to have a fashion show by Fed by Threads.
I love that.
And Fed
too.
By Threads is a local organization doing the right thing. For every item of clothing they sell, 12 meals go to people who otherwise might be hungry. And so they're going to show the possibility of doing the right thing, having a viable business, and helping the community in untold ways. In addition, we're going to have the foremost vegan bodybuilder in the country, Robert Cheek, who's going to be there. And he's going to disprove the idea that you have to be eating a bunch of meat and dairy products if you're going to be a hunk. Once you see Robert Cheek and you understand what he
I saw
eats
his pictures.
And doesn't eat. Yeah, yeah. So, and we're also going to have a really interesting guy named Milton Mills. He's an MD. He works with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and heads his own medical group. But Milton is probably the expert in the country on showing how the human anatomy really is not made for eating meat products. He talks about the fact that we are herbivores, not carnivores, and he gives a wonderful, humorous, very, very detailed presentation that anybody who sees it will say, you know, really, I am not designed to be eating meat. And again... Dr. Mills is just an interesting, fun guy, and I would encourage people to hear both Robert Cheek and Milton Mills, as well as our
a
local
bodybuilder named Robert Cheek.
It's yeah, yeah, that's
funny.
Almost
I'm
too
sorry.
Good. That's almost too good to be
up.
True.
I have too much of a sense of humor. It's like, alrighty then, can't wait to hear him. Okay, but then let's go on to another so the other piece of it that you're doing so well. Dr. June Stevens is local because what I think is really important is that we think globally, act locally. So you're bringing nationally prominent speakers as well as locally prominent speakers and representatives of a healthier lifestyle. So tell us about June Stevens.
Well, June Stevens, Dr. June Stevens is a naturopath. And actually, last year, we did a little video on 6 Southern Arizona healthcare practitioners who are following a whole food plant-based regimen. And Dr. Stevens was one of them. As a naturopath, she starts with what are we doing to our bodies? And she starts with the food, the fuel we're putting in our bodies. And she is bright and articulate, and she really is a scholar and researcher of nutrition. As a matter of fact, she's in the process right now of finishing her PhD in nutrition in addition to her Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine. So Dr. Stevens is a person we recommend without reservation for people who want to have access to a physician who follows this kind of lifestyle because most traditionally trained physicians simply don't get any nutritional training during their medical school training or the residencies. Dr. Stevens is an exception. She really understands the link between food and disease as very few people do.
So, Amber, do you remember when we were at the food day at the U of A, a doctor, a young woman that's in medical school came up and was at your display, and she was connecting with you because she said, I'm so appalled that I'm in medical school and they don't really cover anything on nutrition. I mean, I knew that, but my jaw still dropped. Do you remember?
I do remember. Yeah, I remember that vividly.
It's so appalling.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it really is. Yeah, and you know, well, what was exciting about that conversation with that young woman is that she was really interested in learning all about this and going out on her own and educating herself so that she could really incorporate that into her practice once she, you know, becomes an MD. So I think that's really great. I mean, I really feel like we're at this point where this great, we're on the precipice of this, you know, great change, almost, so to speak, where people have to really start connecting all these pieces and saying, look, I mean, for instance, the friend that I was just telling you about, I think a lot of people mistakenly believe that, you know, once they are diagnosed with, say, type 2 diabetes, or they've got high blood pressure or whatever it may be, and they're on this medication, that they simply have to just accept the fact that for the rest of their lives, they're going to live this way.
Just take the pill.
And it's not true.
No.
It isn't true. I, you know, to see a change in somebody like that in such a short period of time, I can only imagine what it's going to look like in 6 months. And, you know, I was just saying to my husband, I said, I just wish that, you know, we could get this message out to more people, which is what we're trying to do, because you really can change your life. You can transform your health by simply adopting a whole foods, plant-based lifestyle.
You know, you mentioned that young physician, and one of the things that we're very aware of is the fact that physicians and even people who are pursuing advanced degrees in nutrition really don't get very good education. But it's not their fault. You know, we don't make a practice of beating up doctors. Most physicians really are trying to do the best they can for their patients.
It's such a good point. You're right.
The fact is that the average number of hours, not credit hours, but just classroom hours in 4 years of medical school that the average physician gets is 6 to 8 hours total in 4 years. So they simply don't have the knowledge base, and it doesn't do any good to say, well, they don't know what they're talking about, and to have that kind of attitude. They're doing what they know how to do. Our job is to educate people about the nutrition piece, which has just been lacking. And another thing that's a problem, too, is that about 80% of the funding for nutrition graduate programs comes from the meat, dairy, or processed food industries. So if you're getting those funding sources, it's just really, really difficult for those students, no matter how well-intentioned, to get the right advice. So again, you know, our job with Healthy You Network is to help fill an education gap that we have.
And here's one of the things that I want to give you really major kudos for. There is a gap that's widening between the haves and the haves not, whatever you want, however you want to put it. So having an event like VegFest, which we didn't even say where it was, I'm glad, because my ADD is coming, like calming down a little bit. It's not my diet though. It's at Hilton East, mm-hmm. and it's November 17th from
9 to 5.
And there will be fun things. There will be things for kids. But let's go on to another piece of that, which I think you incorporate so well. So you're making it free, which then is it's great. There's no reason why people can't come. And then the other thing is the local piece. So talk about Sunazona, because I am now obsessed with the whole, you know, Organic Valley, that's a large mm-hmm. co-op of organic farmers. I had Myra Goodman from Earthbound Farm on my show. They're all talking about, you know, you do need the big dogs, but you need the Sunazona. So talk about their contribution.
I will tell you, I have the highest respect for Janice and Byron Smith at Sunazona. They are a couple who have a large farm in the Wilcox area, and they supply the freshest produce, the best food available to a lot of people in Tucson through their Farm Box program. Their take on things is that they have an obligation to do the best they can to provide the best food for people. It's really their mission more than how do we make money. And they've taken organics the next step. They have a process called veganics. Everything they produce is completely plant-based. They use no animal products in any of their soil amendments, any of their fertilizers, because they know that the fertilizers that come from animal products contain all the bad kinds of substances that animals get injected with, and all those fertilizers go into the plant roots and come back up to haunt us. So their word is veganics. I don't know if anybody else, the word is out in the country, but there are very few, if any, other farms in the country doing the complete veganic thing. And they do it because it's the right thing to do. And Byron is a soil scientist. He's a third generation farmer, And he has just made it his life's work to do this. And we in Tucson are blessed by having Sunazona Family Farms, and they're doing as much or more than anybody I know to produce the food we need to be eating.
Can we talk a little bit, it's going back a little bit, not really off topic, but you talked about on the last show, and I think it bears repeating, about breaking down the myth that eating healthy and eating vegetarian is so much more expensive and poor families can't afford it. You blew that myth up about what you can do by buying things like sweet potatoes and things that are not expensive. So can you talk a little bit about that again? And will some of those things be covered at the Veg Fest?
Do you want me to say? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think the thing is, there are lots of things that you can spend your money on. But I personally find that, you know, if you're going to the store, you can make a choice and you can say, I go, you know, and I buy a lot of beans. The thing that's so great about eating a plant-based diet is, and beans are fantastic. I mean, they're a great source of all sorts of vitamins and minerals and protein. They're so inexpensive, especially if you buy from the bulk bins. That's the thing, you know, go to the store and go and buy those things in bulk. You soak them overnight. You put them in a crock pot with, you know, a little bit of garlic, you know, maybe some pepper, and you're done. There's a meal. You can go and you can buy things like sweet potatoes. You know, a lot of times look for the things that are on sale. It's really not that much more expensive. It's not more expensive, actually. It's less expensive. And so there are lots of ways that you can eat, you know, a plant-based diet, be getting what you need and not spending money. I find that I spend far less money now that my family eats this way than when I used to go and buy
meat. What's the most expensive thing in your cart? Meat.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's
a book. It's just
Yeah, there's a crazy book called Vegan on $4 a Day. There's a woman in Florida, Ellen Jaffe Jones, who wrote this book because she wanted to address that problem you brought up, the perception that this is really expensive. So what she did with her cell phone camera is simply go to a Safeway or an Albertsons, and she took pictures of the barcodes of different things in the meat department, the fish department, and then beans and everything else. And she just shows in her book that if you look at the barcodes and look at the prices and you do the division by serving, that you can eat this way far less expensively than if you're eating the standard American diet, which has the wonderful acronym of the SAD diet because it makes everybody so sad.
Well, and you know, Gina, I have one more thing to say actually about that. This is really funny. So if you think about going to the store and you buy some steaks, you know, or you buy a chicken, you usually go home, you fix that. That's what you eat that night for dinner. It's gone. So on Sunday, I did a little bit of cooking while my youngest one was napping. I made a huge plant-based lasagna that was delicious. Our babysitter who, you know, ate it not knowing said, wow, this is really good. I said, yeah, it sure
is. She probably thought there was cheese in it.
It tasted like it. So I made this enormous plant-based lasagna that probably, you know, cost me all. I was telling the ingredients in my head, maybe about $6 or $7 for all the ingredients. We all ate it for dinner that one night. I ate it for lunch yesterday. My son ate it for lunch yesterday. Another one's eating it today. Another one had leftovers last night. And I still have some of that lasagna left. Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is we're getting multiple meals, you know, out of that. And then last night I made a huge, huge pot of butternut squash soup. And I got a gigantic butternut squash for $2. I mean, it was a $2 butternut squash, and that was the main ingredient. You put some spices in there and, you know, a container.
Did you put it in a blender then?
A vegetable broth. Well, I have to admit I'm lucky enough to own a Vitamix, so I...
Yes, we have a Ninja, and it works great. I can tell you that.
I used it on the stove, but the point is I have this gigantic pot of soup, and it, again, that probably cost me, you know, $5 or $6 for the ingredients.
And there's another aspect of cost, too. You know, there's the individual cost, which can be reduced, as Amber said, but there's also the cost of the planet. Because if people go out and they buy the four steaks, they better understand that to produce those four steaks took 16,000 gallons of water. If you want to get an understanding of what 16,000 gallons of water is, it's an average size swimming pool here in Tucson. So when you're eating those four steaks, you say, okay, it's worth emptying and refilling my swimming pool. So there's a huge environmental cost as well as the dollar cost to the family.
And what is it that you guys do? Because I think it's really hard. The last thing I want to do is be the person that nobody wants at their party because, oh, she's going to bring this up. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, oh, here comes Gina. We better put all this away. You at Healthy You Network, I never feel that way from either one of you or from the people that are there. It's not about judgment. It's about the journey. So how do you pull that off? And you said something at the beginning of the show. We talked about it off air, John. How do we get the word out that you will be able to live a healthier, happier, more affordable, less illness-ridden life if you start on this journey? I didn't go cold turkey, but I am on the point of no return. You don't ever go back. I'm never going to sit and order a 16-ounce steak. I never did in my whole life anyway. But how do you do it without judgment, and how do we get the word out more? That was a long question.
Well, I think, yeah, you know, we got to be really, really aware that people like certain things in their lives. It is not our responsibility or right to try to say you're right or wrong or to be judgmental. All we do is present the scientific data, and then we provide chocolate hummus for people to taste and demonstrate that this is possible. Because, you know, like at VegFest, we're going to have a lot of vendors like Urban Fresh who are going to have this wonderful food. We're going to have cooking demonstrations. And once people try the food, they'll say, oh, my gosh, this is wonderful.
And they think it's going to be awful.
They think it's going to be awful. And so we do two things. One, we provide the information. But particularly now with the Resource Center, we can provide the food because, you know, the proof is in the
chocolate
pudding.
Hummus.
And the, and the pudding can be delicious and not have any dairy in it. It can have silken tofu and, you know, some carob and chocolate and be wonderful. So, again, those are the two ways. It's the education, the science, which is great theory, but it's also putting the food in front of people and inviting the people into our lives.
And the science is becoming more robust and more out there. It's just, to me, really, really hugely important. So what is your response to that? Why don't I ever feel judged by you?
Because we're not judging people. I mean, I honestly believe that a lot of people simply have not ever been presented this information in their lives. And I think that when they do, most people will say, wow, there's really something to this. I mean, you know, I took, you know, my husband, you know, Faisal, my husband, I took him to the symposium because I wanted him to understand why I feel so strongly about the Healthy You Network and why it's so important for me to be involved personally. This is something that, you know, I will work on for the rest of my life. And that's all I wanted from him, from his presence, was for him to understand.
I get it. Right.
In a million years, I would not have thought that that man would have walked out of the Fox and said, well, you can't argue with the science, so that's it. I'm going plant-based. And I said, what? I mean, I was thrilled because obviously it makes living, you know, in a household where you're both doing it easier. But that's the thing. We're not judging anybody. There's no issue. We just want you to be educated. And so come to the Resource Center. We have books and DVDs and a library that, you know, we ask, you know, you can check out for free. We ask, you know, just for a deposit so, you know, they come back to us. But that's what we're there to do, is to give people the information. We're not judging.
So in the 1 minute that we have left, just about, tell everybody again for people that are listening from anywhere, because people come and they go to Renee's Organic Oven because they heard me talk about it in the show, and they're from Chicago. So the Resource Center is at Pima and Alvernon in Tucson. And what are the hours?
The hours are Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 11 to 4 right now. We hope to be expanding them in the near future.
Right. I hope you are too. And then VegFest. Give me the details about VegFest.
VegFest is Sunday, November 17 from 9 to 5 at the Hilton Tucson East. And as you've said and we've said, it is a community day for those who want to investigate this healthy lifestyle.
Free family fun. And a really quick question. Can people come and go for parts of it? I mean, does it lend itself to, I can only come for 3 hours, but it's worth it? It's
absolutely
not sit there. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Everybody, thank you so much, you two, John Reed and Amber Addle from the Healthy You Network in Tucson, Arizona. Please check them out. My number one takeaway from this is sign up for their newsletter at healthyyounetwork.org. greengreenhealth.org, and that's the way you can keep on top of everything that's happening. Make it a great, green, healthy, intentionally lived week, everybody. Thanks for being a part of Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest.